Manager of the St. Vincent and the Grenadines Meteorological Services, Billy Jeffers, is urging Vincentians not to let down their guards as weather activity can continue after the official hurricane season is closed. Mr. Jeffers said for the season thus far, there were only 20 named storms, 7 hurricanes, and 4 major hurricanes for the Atlantic hurricane season.
Tomorrow, November 30th, marks the official end of the 2021 Atlantic hurricane season. And to date, well, I say to date because of the fact that you could still have storms and hurricanes forming after the official end of the season. So, presently, we have so far 20 named storms, 7 hurricanes, and 4 major hurricanes across the Atlantic Basin. Atlantic Basin, as we know, covers North America, Central America, and the Caribbean. So, based on the numbers, it was an active season.
Mr. Jeffers also spoke of the monthly climatic bulletin, which indicates a normal to above normal rainfall for the next 3 months.
The Met Services, we issue a climate product, which is called a monthly climatic bulletin. And to give you an overview, the first section is a summary of the previous month's weather condition, rainfall, wind, and temperatures. And we incorporate data from the CWSA stations across St. Vincent in the product. The second part covers a three-month forecast on temperature, rainfall, and drought. And finally, the climate bulletin is sector-specific, so it offers special advisory statements to agriculture, water, and the health sector. Now, the last publication was issued a few days ago, and the three-month rainfall outlook for the months of December, January, and February of 2022 suggests a normal to above-normal rainfall forecast. So this is actually good news as we transition into the dry season.
And Mr. Jeffers said with regards to drought, there is no major concerns at the moment. However, he is urging the public to do their best to conserve water.
Drought is not a concern based on the forecast, and temperatures are expected to be comfortable. So for the sectors, and this is taken directly from the bulletin, right? So what we are advising CWSA to continue to monitor the water situation, and we urge the general public to conserve water. So if there are pipes that are leaking, they should report it immediately so that, you know, you could get them repaired. And this is to avoid wastage. As it relates to agriculture, what we are saying to the agriculture sector is to ensure food security, farmers are strongly advised to make preparation to employ conservation and irrigation practices. Also, there's a health component to the bulletin, and as we know, we are in the COVID-19 pandemic, so it's very important to monitor the water situation, because as you know, water is critical for things like sanitization.
Manager of the St. Vincent and the Grenadines Meteorological Services, Billy Jeffers. I'm Radhika Stephen with today's special report.